Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, no discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise Yah, praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Welcome to this edition of Blog Talk Radio, beloved. This is your host, Teacher Shane, here tonight. Very grateful, heart indicted in a good matter, knowing that the Most High Yah has provided all of my needs according to his riches in glory, and I pray as well for you, unless you be lukewarm, as we heard yesterday. And I pray many of you do desire to be hot, to have the living Elohim in you of a truth. Got a lot of people out there that believe on him externally, but have no relationship with him internally. And this is a sad thing. I see a lot of this going on in Israel, and Most High Yah had to address this. Even so, as we entered into his rest, and I hope this was a message of rest for everyone that had the ears to hear. And if you have the ears to hear, you will hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. Oh, praise Yah, praise Yah. Okay, we got tens. Everybody knows the routine. Everybody knows as a family. Praise Yah. It's a beautiful thing to be in the family of Yah. Praise Yah, saints. I pray the war has been good for you. I know many enter into this, not counting the cost. And in due time, yeah, they do fall away, having no root. Be planted among thorns, stony places, wherever it may be. I pray again tonight by the word of Yah that you'll be edified, that you'll be strengthened. That is his hope. You know, and I am proclaiming his hope, because in myself, I can't proclaim my hope. But we amongst one another, we can proclaim his hope, his faith, his love. Hallelujah. And we know the greatest of these is his charity. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Oh, hallelujah. Well, saints of the Most High Yah, here we again on this edition of Blog Talk Radio, where Teacher Shane is here. Again, and we are here again in the book of Hebrews. We've took this for quite a few years now, taking it slow, soaking it in, understanding this epistle written to us, the Hebrews. And we thank Yah for that. And we praise Yah for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been in Hebrews chapter 11 for some time, and we're making our way through it. But I think it's a good thing that we savor a good meal, as we received a gourmet meal yesterday. And that's something we can continually feast on. This is living word. It's a wonder. It's a unique thing that the Most High Yah has done with this ministry, that He has allowed, and he has anointed, and he has purposed his word to be preached, taught in a living manner, a manner of such that we, those who are getting with all they're getting understanding, know that this relationship isn't it internal, and I'm going to keep, you know, hitting on that from time to time. This is a relationship from the inside, from where the spirit man abides, from where his righteous, magnificent Holy Spirit, who empowers you, who enables you, and causes you, and should be, if we allow, and we should allow, unless we are lukewarm. And as the Most High Yah did reprove and admonish us and exhort us, that those, you know, of us that are sitting, that are waxing fat, that are doing nothing, the imploration of the Most High Yah imploring us, those of us, is to move in His power, to move in His might, to move in His time, to move in His purpose. As we're living in a time where many are doing things after their own strength, after their own mind, after their own will, seeking their own, and seeking to take others with them. But I pray, saints of the Most High Yah, as the warning went yesterday, do not. We understand if you are lukewarm, your position with Yah lies in vomit, because He will spew you out. He has no time. Like the word said, He'd rather us be hot or cold. And the exhortation yesterday is us to be very hot. We know the living Elohim that is in us. He is a consuming fire, and fire is hot. Just as in Blog Talk, a lot of people couldn't handle the heat when the word of Yah came forth and a manifestation of Yah made itself known. It was too hot for many to stay and to listen. But we thank Yah for that. That is a testimony to us. That is an experience. And it is good to those that are the called according to His purpose. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We've been also in a study on faith as pastors some Sabbaths ago, taught on faith as well. And you can really see and you can really hear the heart of our Master and our Savior pushing us and striving us to move in this direction. Like I said before, we should have entered into His rest. And the faith which, you know, we have working in us, it's His faith, and we should recognize that. And we give thanks in everything because of this. Because faith is the substance of things hoped. That hope, we have been really hitting on that hope. We, as Hebrews, are a people of hope. If you find yourself in much sorrow, like the world is in much sorrow, then you should be questioning your walk. Because there is a sorrow of the world, and there is a sorrow in this walk. But this sorrow is there to build us up. A lot of us don't see sorrow as something to give us gain, something to mature us, something to really motivate us, causes us to sit back and see things for what they really are, 2020. And we should start seeing things a lot clearer in this walk, especially with things going on in ourself. And then there's that word in ourself, not on, but the Most High wants to deal with stuff that is in us. And He has instilled in us by His precious, powerful, mighty Holy Spirit a hope. And a hope is a hope that we should be clinging to day by day. Like I said, not drowning in overmuch sorrow, but being encouraged day by day by the trials, the tribulations, whatever we're going through. Because the word says it works together for our good. And many times we forget how these things are working for good. There's a lot of things out here trying to steal, kill, destroy our hope. But our hope, his hope, is an anchor to our mind, our will, and our emotions. If perchance we would just get out of ourselves, shut down the background noise. And just for a little time, every day, think on him. Think on his love. Think on his mercy. Think on his judgments. Think on his law. That's one thing the Most High Yah has forwarded this ministry to do, is to make known the fullness of the body of Christ, the fullness of the good news, things that we can think on. And we got more things to think on from the Word than the things we should be thinking on that is in this world. There's a lot of things that be going on, but there is greater things. When we're searching the heart of Yah and the mind of Yah and continually getting guidance to direct our feet, purpose, his life, his anointing, his going to and fro. And we thank the Most High God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Again, for by it, that we've been hitting on that word, by is the identifying the agent performing an action. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. And it says, we had now faith, by faith, and then we're going through faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And it's amazing we have this creative word in us, living in us, to help us understand this very thing. We understand in this walk the worlds that we got to deal with. We got the world out here, you know, that's spinning and doing whatever it's doing, frolicking. Well, a lot of us have to deal sometimes with the world of hatred, the world of bitterness, the world of fear, and different worlds on different aspects, on different planes. And we all can identify because we're in understanding and relationship with the things that go on in us. We're very, very, very attuned what goes on in us and should be. Because the word of Yah gives us them ears to hear and the eyes to see the very things that we should be focusing on. I like Peter at one time when he saw the winds and the waves being boisterous. He saw the external things and started worrying. That world changed with that visage. We're going to see tonight another by faith. And it says, by faith, who? By faith. Abel, by faith. And this is an action. He offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And by which, why? Because by faith, through the vehicle of faith, faith being the action, faith being the door, faith being the energy, faith being the motivator, by faith, he offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice. Hallelujah. Than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Why? Because of going by faith. He didn't go by his faith. He went by the faith. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous, as Yah testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh by the thing that faith had him to do. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we see by the vehicle of faith how Abel performed the very thing. And in this very act, it said, even being yet dead, yet it speaketh. The works that faith wrought in him, the righteousness that faith wrought in him, even though, you know, he had a hope to bring forth this substance. The substance was a more excellent sacrifice. Because at the time when he offered up, it was a thing not even seen yet. But by faith, he still offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And again, it says by faith in verse 5, Enoch was translated. What? Faith translated Enoch? That he should not see death. And was not found. Why? Because by faith, Yah had translated him. Because before his translation, he had this testimony. See, Yah testified of Abel by faith. Because what Abel did by faith. And Yah testified. And then another, he had this testimony, Enoch, that he pleased Yah through the vehicle of faith, finding by, identifying the agent performing an action. We heard on many aspects, faith is aggressive, and it is. What does a man yet, what do you hope for? Do you hope if you have not received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, do you have a great hope in you? Even though you have not seen it and you have not felt it manifest in you, do you have a hope that you have received? Like Pastor said, it is a gift, but a gift is no gift until it is received. Someone is handing you a present, or someone is giving you a gift, and you don't receive it, then that action is not completed. So we heard so simply, Blog Talk and yesterday. The Most High Yah is really wanting us to walk in faith. We got a lot of crap going on in the world, wants us to walk by sight and let that crap fall away and let that crap move on. We need to be planted by the rivers of living water. We shall not be moved. Why? As greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. I am more than a conqueror. I have the creator of all shrouding me, protecting me, harboring me. So by faith. And then in verse 6 it says, but without faith, without. If faith is absence, it is what? Impossible. Do we have a hope to please Yah? Do we want to grasp what he has really birthed in each and every one of us? Christ in us. And this is a very profound verse. Christ in us is the hope of glory. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. And if you're going to come to Yah, You must believe that he is. He is. That is present tense. Tomorrow he will be. He is. He will always be. I am that I am. As we started off this chapter, now faith. Now if we're going to come to Yah, we must believe that he is. If you're going to receive his spirit, you must believe that he is. He is what? He is able. He is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what is that vehicle? And what is that motivation? It's going to be hope. Hope. What do you hope in? Where does your hope lie? And then verse 7. This is where we're going to get into the meat of the message tonight. Again, another by faith. But this time, it's Noah. We learned what Abel did by faith. We learned what Enoch did by faith. And we see how these things were pleasing to the Most High Yah, by which both of them received a testimony. Both of them were, there was an imputation of righteousness. Because they believed that he is. And he rewarded them. Because they diligently sought him. This thing is this relationship, as your pastor, this marriage, this love story. It's massive. It's glorious. It's mighty. It's a wonderful thing in our eyes if we would just embrace it. We embrace too much crap that is outside of the body of Yah. And you do. Most High Yah wouldn't have to cry. Lukewarm, warm. But by faith, Noah, being warned of who? Yah. By faith, Noah, being warned of Yah of things not seen as yet. And this was all through the vehicle of faith. The agent that's performing an action. He was warned of Yah of things not seen as yet. He said he moved with fear. Moved with fear. Moved with fear. How many of us have the testimony of having hope so rich in us that it causes us to move with fear? We know the days we are in. We know the call has come out of her, my people. That is the call. That is the calling. Because we see now more than ever, more evident, by the word of Yah, the woman is riding the beast. And we're in that time. And there's many warnings going out. But we see here Noah, he was warned of Yah. And we, the people of Yah, we've not seen the things that are coming. But by faith, we believe him. We believe the report. And the thing that helps us as an anchor to our soul, our mind, and our will, and our emotions is this faith of Yah, because we believe that He is. This is very pivotal to understanding that He is. Like Yeshua said, I am that I am. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am that I am. He is. He says, I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and finisher, the author and finisher of that thing He has put in you called faith. The same thing that He put in Noah. Same thing that He put in Abel. Same thing that He put in Enoch. The same agent is in us. And then we should be performing the works of Yah. But if we're selfish, we're going to have no hope. If we're selfish, we're going to take. If we're selfish, we're going to steal. If we're selfish, we're going to kill. If we're selfish, we're going to destroy. As you heard yesterday, Satan speaking out of Peter and then the reproof and the rebuke. Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not. And that's right after Peter said, thou art the, where else can we go? Thou art the son of the living Elohim. You have the words. They were walking by faith. And in all that time, that faith did not come alive into them till really, 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 as they were in an upper room, all 120 in one place. And there appeared unto them fire. And they give testimony. They give witness. But by faith, getting back on the message, by faith, Noah being warned of Yah, of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear. This, he was not moved with the fear of the world. He was moved with a righteous, holy, undefiled fear. 1 John 4:18 tells us that there is no fear in love. Are you in love with Yah? Or do you fear Him the wrong way? He's going to do this to you. He's going to do that to you. He's going to keep this from me. He's going to keep that from me. As He was in the garden with the serpent. Had Yah said, there is no fear in love. Why? But perfect love casteth out fear. Because, you know, this fear that it's talking about has torment. Fear of the world, the fear of the Hasatan. Many people don't, really look at it for what it's worth. These evil, ungodly spirits, these demons, these imps, when they come and abide in your house, don't you know that you partake of their nature? See, the fear that the world gives, this temporal fear, the fear of the Hasatan that he has, because he knows he has a short time. He wants you to gnaw on that, and He wants it to gnaw on you. But the fear of Yah. Because he that feareth is not made perfect in love. But Noah was moved with some kind of fear, wasn't he? Proverbs tells us, Fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy, now that is understanding. Fear of Yah, it does prolong days. And but the years of the wicked, they're going to be shortened. In the fear of Yah is strong confidence. And his children shall have a place of refuge. And the fear of Yah is the instruction of wisdom. So by faith, Noah, being warned of Yah of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. The saving of his house. Prepared an ark. Let the fear of Yah is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Fear of Yah is the instruction of wisdom. So everything that Noah did by faith, it was by Yah's faith. By Yah's provision, he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Beautiful, beautiful. By the which he condemned the world. Saints of the Most High Yah, you know, by you living holy, by you keeping his statutes, laws, and commandments, staying in the order of Yah, doing your role, staying in your place, being a fitted vessel for the measure that Yah has put in you. Don't this hope in you, don't this striving in you, don't you want to condemn the world? Noah's actions condemn the world. Read it again. By faith, Noah, being warned of Yah of things not seen as yet, as we know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, Noah, being warned of Yah of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. And this fear, this fear of Yah, love of Yah, loving him, he prepared an ark to the saving of his house because of his love toward the Most High Yah. It became a refuge to him. And because Noah sought him, he was rewarded. There was judgment coming upon the world. And here the Most High Yah, by Noah, by faith, providing a way of escape. By faith, by baptism, we understand that 8 souls were saved by this ark. Because it was faith, it was hope that helped build this ark. It was instruction of wisdom. By the fear of Yah, having the fear of Yah, knowing, having this attribute, saved his house. And in doing all this, he condemned the world, condemned the world. That's why the world is in shame. That's why they holler. They do not. They know condemnation. They know when they see a holy woman of Yah dressed in modest apparel, the thing that speaks out of them, their disgust and their disdain to see a holy woman, but it's because of this condemnation. They don't understand it. They don't see it. They're dead to it. Neither can they understand it. So the inhabitant of the house will speak. The inhabitant of that house will make itself known. And it's a good thing to be a testimony. Because all this is when the condemnation of the world that Noah was doing, Yah was pleased. And this was a hope, 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 hope. We have no hope in this life. We have hope in his life. We have no hope in this world. We have hope in the world to come. Hallelujah. As we hear the warnings. So the saving of our house is at hand. By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So let us go look at that account in Genesis. Let us read a little bit of all this condemnation that come upon the world because of his righteous works, his righteous life, his righteous being. Hallelujah. Genesis 6, saints. All this stuff is just good. It is. All right. We'll start at verse 1, Genesis 6, verse 1. And all this that, you know, that we have been discussing and been fellowshipping over, don't let none of it slip. But let it line upon, be upon line, precept upon precept. And I've been given here a little and I've been given there a little so that we can continue to the feast and to savor, you know, this word of Yah, which is bountiful in flavor. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. And we know we are in the days of Noah. And because we're in the days of Noah, the same shall be coming the same days of the Son of Man. Came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Yah saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And Yahweh said, oh, my spirit shall not always strive with man. For what? That he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. And it says, there were giants in the earth in those days. And it says, and also after that, after there were giants in the earth in those days. After that, when the sons of Yah came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. It says, and Yah saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. He wasn't looking at all the ruckus that was going on the outward, what all the flesh was doing. He was seeing the performance of the heart. Because that's why it says, and that was great in the wickedness of man, that was great in the earth. In the earth. And it goes on to explain that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. So that what was going great, the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Yahweh said, it repented me that I have made man own the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man who I have created from both from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I made them. But in verse 8 it says, But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. See, the eyes of Yahweh saw the hearts of men, that their thoughts were evil continually. And look at the time we're in. We can see the thoughts of the men on this earth with all this gender crap and all this sexual crap, homosexual, transsexual, quadsexual, whatever damn sexual the devil has perpetrated because of his fear, because he hates the very image of Yah. He knows that when the sons of Yah are manifested, his condemnation is greater. He knows his condemnation is coming. He moves in condemnation. He moves in fear of knowing that he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Oh, mercy, saints of the Most High. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. Skipping down to verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before Yah. Why? The earth was filled with violence because the thoughts of man's hearts was evil continually. The thing that the very genesis of the very evil was within man. Isn't that what Yah sees? We know that Yah does not see as man sees. A lot of people like looking on the outward appearance, but that is not discernment. That is not discernment. Going on. And Yah looked upon the earth, verse 12, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. What? Not only this corruption, the evil of man's heart, evil continually, but this bled into the earth and on the earth, to whereas man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air had to perish. Verse 13, and Yah said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And it says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without, with pitch, instruction of wisdom, the fear of Yah. Noah being moved with fear by faith, by faith, by faith. Verse 17, and behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with you, Noah, will I establish my covenant. Thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, warned of Yah, moved with fear to the saving of his house. He was very thoughtful, very understanding with all they getting, get understanding. Oh, praise Yah. You know, saints of the Most High, Yah, no man, that's just generic. No man, man or woman, that warreth, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. See, Noah could have had a lukewarm stance and went and run and hid himself. We heard before, you know, that faith builded that ark, you know. It just didn't fall out of the sky. You know, straightway community just didn't fall out of the sky. We didn't get down on our hands and knees and pray to the Most High, you know, give us a ready-made community. And boom, poof, smoke rose up and there it was. No. There are many of us in this time and in this hour are being moved with fear. It's time for the saving of our household. The things that we're going to do in our time and our hours are going to be by faith. We must resist the enemy. We must cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Because all these things will get and will condemn the world. It'll be a testimony against them. Many will be taken out of the clutches of the Hasatan by faith. By faith. By faith. Most High Yah has given us understanding to know what is coming. Are we going to prepare ourselves? Most High Yah has not appointed us unto wrath. You got to understand you're appointed unto salvation. So stay in this fight. Stay in this war. Let faith always be the vehicle for your hope. Let your hope grow in you. Let his hope get his word in your heart so you may know his hope. And once you get understanding of his hope and knowledge of the holy, will be the hope of glory, saints of the Most High Yah. Again, we have looked a little bit, just a little bit again, tonight in the book of Hebrews, another little fellowship of faith, another little understanding here. I just pray somehow, some way, you know, this, what was said, Shabbat, what was said, sister to sister, what was said, blog talk, all these words, a lot of words of life. You should be full of the words of life. There should be no more in the cup that death should have any place in you. We're not appointed into the grave. We're facing death day by day, but it is not having victory over us. We have overcome him. Well, praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Just a few in the room tonight. Just a few here to hear the word. The word of life. The Most High Yah desires that you learn of him. This will keep you till you get home. We've got to get home, saints. We've got to get home. We've got to please the one that bought us, that brought, that delivered us into the kingdom of his dear son. You're no longer in a dark kingdom. You're in a kingdom of light. You're in a kingdom of life. You are in the kingdom of real love, not an external love, not an emotional love. Love that we're learning from our Elohim is an eternal love, an eternal hope, an eternal faith. So by faith, you overcome this week. So by faith, you be victorious. So by faith, hold your high and walk in the newness of life, saint of the Most High, a child of Yah. Claim these great and precious promises. Greater is he that is in you than he that is. If Yah be for us, who can be against us? And if we continually say this within ourselves, hope. Hope is strengthened. Hope is alive. Hope is real. Hope has a body. Hope has, we can fellowship with hope. Our ministering spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High. I thank every one of you for supporting the work of Yah. Thank you for your labors of love. Thank you for loving one another and helping one another, for this is the will of Yah. We got to get home, saints. This world is not our home. It is definitely not. Thank you all. Thank you, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly again, for posting scriptures, doing the news broadcast, because we need that. You know, it's a good thing to recap what the Most High Yah has done in the week so we can go back. If we've missed something, go to the Brother Ugly's newscast, the Straightway News, and to see what you missed. There's a lot being, you know, there's a lot to eat from week to week. Why do we need to go to another table? Oh, saints of the Most High Yah, I bless you and thank you and encourage you to stay. I pray, stay in the fight, that your faith fail you not. Another week by faith, saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The King is coming.